Remember that spat during the Republican debates over the vaccine to prevent HPV?
Governor Perry mandated a health care decision on all 12-year-old little girls in the state of Texas. And by that mandate, those girls had to have a shot for a sexually transmitted disease. That is not appropriate to be a decision that a governor makes.
Candidate Michelle Bachmann criticizing Texas Governor Rick Perry for his 2007 mandate that all sixth grade girls be vaccinated against the sexually transmitted human papillomavirus, HPV, which can lead to cancer. The Texas legislature overturned the mandate. Social conservatives said it could lead to promiscuity. But the presidential candidates piled on Perry anyway for government overreach, Michelle Bachmann adding that she'd met a woman who said the vaccine had made her daughter retarded, a claim that was never verified. Meanwhile, in Rwanda, where even birth control is controversial, the HPV vaccine is being widely administered to young girls. Dr. Peter Drobak directs the Partners in Health Project in Rwanda. Dr. Drobak, Peter, welcome.
Thank you.
I know you're in Kigali. And if you could put this in context for Americans, we know this is the post-genocide government of Paul Kagame. He's the president there and has a rather strict government. You know, there's a ban on plastic bags. There's a keep off the grass policy. There's sort of a move to stand up a little straighter there. But what was the thinking about instituting the HPV shot?
Well, Rwanda's made enormous strides over the last several years in rebuilding its health systems and attacking the major infectious killers in this part of the world, like HIV, tuberculosis, malaria, and pneumonia. And over just the last 5 years, child mortality has dropped by 50%, malaria deaths have dropped by over 60%, and life expectancy has gone up by about a decade. And, you know, on top of those successes, Rwanda has increasingly started to turn its attention to some of the non-infectious killers, and one of those is cervical cancer. It's the most common cancer affecting women in Rwanda. There's now a very safe and effective vaccine against the virus that causes cervical cancer.
Now, this is the vaccine Gardasil. We understand it's developed by Merck. It requires 3 doses given over a period of 6 months. So that's a commitment on the part of the health infrastructure and the people of Rwanda. How many women have been vaccinated?
The program was launched in April of 2011, and it, like in the U.S., the guidelines target sixth grade girls, 11-year-old girls, and between April and August, 96% of 11-year-old girls in Rwanda, about 128,000, received all 3 doses of the vaccine through a school-based campaign.
Well, what was the response to the program? And is it a mandated program?
It's not a mandated program. It's a voluntary opt-out program. In the run-up to the vaccination campaign, there was a big public awareness campaign that was spearheaded by the First Lady, and the uptake was incredible. In fact, the only resistance that we faced was from older girls and young women who also wanted to receive the vaccine once they heard it could prevent cancer.
So they were resisting the idea that it was just sixth graders.
Exactly. Right. Everybody wanted it once they learned about how effective it is.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about how it works. Who pays for it?
So Rwanda in late 2010 entered into a public-private partnership with Merck, who's the maker of Gardasil, one of the 2 HPV vaccines. And Merck agreed to provide enough doses to vaccinate every 11-year-old girl in Rwanda for 3 consecutive years. So those are being provided free of charge.
So it sounds like a tremendous success. But what about some of the issues raised? We know, for instance, that a lot of the health care in Rwanda is delivered through Catholic church-run health centers. You know, there are some people who have objected on religious grounds here in the U.S. So have you not had any of those stumbling blocks?
You know, clergy were actually a very integral part of the public awareness campaign that was conducted nationally before the institution of the vaccination program earlier this year. And so they've actually been instrumental in helping to educate women and girls about the benefits of the vaccine.
Do Rwandans know about the debate over the vaccine in the U.S.?
Most people don't know about the debate, and I think they would find it probably quite puzzling.
You know, one of the criticisms, and it was voiced by many social conservatives here in the U.S., is that since the vaccine is seen as a protection against this sexually transmitted disease, the HP virus, that vaccination will be an invitation for teenagers to engage in sexual activity because, look, I'm protected. Are you seeing anything that would indicate that in Rwanda?
To my knowledge, there's no evidence, scientific or otherwise, to suggest that allegation is actually the case, that HPV vaccination would somehow promote promiscuity. Certainly, we've not seen that having been a problem in the Young program here in Rwanda.
Dr. Peter Drobak, you know, I asked you, are Rwandans aware of the debate in the U.S. over the use of the HPV vaccine? What about you? I mean, here you are in a very effective program vaccinating Rwandans. Is that somehow weird to you that perhaps you might have more success in Rwanda than here in the U.S.?
Well, after 6 years of living and working in Rwanda, I can say that there's a great deal that we could learn in the United States about healthcare delivery from Rwanda and several other countries.
Dr. Drobak, thanks so much.
Robin, thank you.
Dr. Peter Drobak, the director of the Rwanda Project for Partners in Health, overseeing a new program that's delivering the HPV vaccine to sixth-grade Rwandan girls.